Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
We're back. And youth is back in a big way. And youth is a wonderful thing. Oh, and as George Bernard Shaw said, what a crime to waste it on children.
What a crime it is, Cliff.
Forget your troubles. Come on, get flabby. Welcome back to Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball, it would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring, and occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go.
Oh, this week we're going to help you overcome your obstacles, even though we're having trouble overcoming our obstacles.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, Cliff, we got to get over our own obstacles. Hopefully you and I will listen to each other as we talk tonight.
Oh, I hope so, Kendall. I hope for first like that on the show tonight.
We learn what we teach.
People are wondering what they've turned into. You turned into Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show.
They're not Kendall. Wondering, Cliff. Anybody that's here did it on purpose.
We range on subjects from first impressions to black ice to tea party in the USA.
I love how each week you've started giving a little rundown of some of the topics that we might talk about on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
We're fat people and we're bringing the truth to you. And that's the only way Mr. Snobbine will let us do the show is if it's true.
And that's no joke. No, I'm kidding. Cliff, we are talking about how to overcome obstacles to on the show today.
How do you do it, Kendall? How do you do it? 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 How do you do it?
Don't think about obstacles negatively. First of all, as we say time and time again, be positive, because your personal growth occurs when we face challenges, Cliff. So obstacles are actually a good thing.
Amen. You know, a doctor, one of my favorite doctors once said, no, not that doctor. This is Dr. Seuss, Kendall. And he said, I've heard there are troubles of more than one kind. Some come from ahead and some come from behind. But I've bought a big bat. I'm all ready, you see. Now my troubles are going to have troubles with me. And I just think that that's such a great attitude. You're going to go get them. You're going to overcome those obstacles.
I feel like we should do the rest of the show in rhyme. We all have times where we're going through something, such as an obstacle.
Yeah.
And we just have to remember that we will come through it and we will grow as an individual. And one of the other things that you can do when you're going through this process is to attach a growth chart onto the wall or door. Now I know you measure what?
I have a growth chart. You know, it's on my wall. It tracks how wide I grow. You know, they have those ones for children where you mark it as they grow taller. I have one, I grow wider. I stand my back against the wall and it's just going out feet and feet in front of me. Is this the kind of chart that you're talking about?
Cliff, not a height chart, a growth chart, like a personal growth. But you put a mark at the each inch and you label your obstacle with all the different steps that you're going to go through. Just like you're having a fundraiser and you have like a thermometer.
I think it's a great idea.
I know that you make calendars and put a good star by your day if you do good. So it's the same thing. It's a visual aid that you're looking at to.
Oh, I understand the concept, but I just like it. You go into somebody's house and they have like a thermometer to bubble in on the wall. And it's like, what is it? Well, these are my obstacles. And, you know, I have one obstacle is I'm too negative and judgmental. And when I stop being that, you stupid bitch, I'm going to bubble in this part of my obstacle chart.
Well, Cliff, if they judge you for that, then they need to make themselves a growth chart to get through that obstacle of being a bitch.
Of being such judgmental bitches. Kendall, I want you. You know, one thing that I think of as an obstacle, sometimes we think of our emotions as obstacles. And we like to think of ourselves as highly rational beings, Kendall, but I don't know about you and these other earthlings on planet Earth, but we are not rational. Not when it comes to eating. Nope. Not when I think, how much food can I fit in my body? And then I double that, and I put it in. And then I double that, and I put it in.
And I'm like, that was so irrational of me.
It is irrational, but Kendall, we make impulsive decisions every day based on just how we feel. And we've all said and done things that were just crazy. Admit it, Kendall. Admit it, Kendall. Your emotions are in charge of you. Just admit it, Kendall.
They are, Cliff. That's what I was going to say. You know, people need to realize that, and of course we're talking about emotional obstacles and things like that.
But, obstacles. You know, how can you get over these obstacles?
They're not always external. They are internal a lot of times. And ultimately,
mine are external. It's about 4 feet of fat surrounding every bone.
You have an obstacle from getting out of the house.
Yeah.
But an internal lack of self-esteem and can limit your beliefs and create external challenges. So doubting your worthiness or abilities makes it even harder to overcome the inevitable obstacles. You got to think positively about yourself and know that you can do it.
And then I double that, and I put it in.
You can do it.
You simply must, Kendall, especially when you think about the fact. This is a fact, Kendall. I don't want to put you on trial, but admit that this is a fact.
Fact check. Sorry, Charles rewired stuff. That was supposed to be chung chung.
I don't know what Charles the Conductor has done. I don't know. I gave him a to-do list about 8 months ago, and he crossed one thing off, and the list disappeared. I don't know.
I think he thought he was giving you a doo-doo list because he's always in the bathroom.
Doo-doo this, everybody. I want you to admit emotions don't even always represent the truth. Just because we feel a certain way, Kendall and listener, you at home, it doesn't make it a reality. For example, we might feel that we're a failure, or that we're unloved, or that we're big, fat, fucking tubs of lard. But that doesn't mean that it's true. We are. That is true. But it doesn't mean we're unloved, Kendall. Our feelings color our perception of reality, and we need to understand that these
Rose
feelings can't...
Glasses.
Oh, they can misrepresent the actual, often less gloomy state of affairs. Kendall, did you know this? Kendall, put this into practice.
I do now, Cliff. My life is going to be changed.
Kendall, now, I can't wait to see what the life you live when you get up tomorrow and put these plans of mine into action.
No, I've got a checklist. I'm going to go by. I'm making a chart on the wall. Cliff, now, this one you're going to laugh at because you do laugh at this kind of stuff. But and if you heard somebody say this, you'd think they were crazy. But it still could work. When you speak about things, use your wand.
Aloha mora.
Your word is your wand. Use it wisely. You can switch things like it's not easy to nice and easy. Hocus pocus. I don't know what the writers are talking about. No, change your words around and use positive words instead of negative ones. Not just internally in your mind, thinking things. Like, say things positive.
Kendall, let me weigh in
affirmation.
On this word battle here you're having with yourself.
Weigh in.
I want you first to just sit down and admit it that words are powerful. And we can harness the power of these words, just like you're talking about, to change our emotional state. Kendall, when you're feeling down, when you're feeling lonely, and you need a helping hand, I want you to train yourself to use your words to improve and kindle, even transform.
Transform.
Your situation rather than merely describe it. For instance, Kendall, let me give you a for instance. This is purely hypothetical. Maybe you're feeling disappointed, say, in yourself for having eaten compulsively the day before. Maybe. This is hypothetical. And you could say,
huge hypothetical.
You know what? I'm going to try again, and I'm going to be successful This time around. And it's going to make you just feel so much more empowered, Kendall, than if you just think to yourself, God damn it, you stupid fat f***, you failed again.
That's what I think every day. And that's what I joke.
I know that's what you think, Kendall, but I want you to change it. Change your thoughts. Change your life, Kendall.
That's a Dolly Parton song from the Broadway musical 9 to 5. Change it.
Change it.
Oh, Cliff. Oh. No.
Oh, yes.
Oh, a furrier from the U.S. goes to Helsinki to buy furs.
Oh.
Now, Cliff, he arranges for a Finlandian hooker to be sent up to his room. Yes, Cliff. Yes, it's bad. Uh-oh. When they're done, he says, I'm afraid my finish isn't too good. And the hooker said, your foreplay ain't too hot either.
Oh,
Cliff, his finish.
His finish. Kendall, one day, did you guess a man? A man just came home. He was greeted by his wife. I know. Greeted by his wife, dressed in stunningly sexy lingerie. Tie me up.
Now that's the way to be greeted.
And you can do anything you want. Oh, Kendall, so he just tied her up and he went and played 18 holes of golf.
Oh!
Asshole. Asshole husband. A going a jar.
Was on her.
Hasn't he read Gerald's Game? Kendall, have you read Gerald's Game? Stephen King book's terrifying.
He just thought she was into 50 Shades of Grey, and he wanted to help her foreplay along. Cliff, the math teacher, saw that who but little Johnny... ...wasn't paying attention in class. He was listening to our show, Cliff, so he wasn't paying attention. But she called on him anyway and said, Johnny, what are 4, 2, 28, and 44? And little Johnny quickly replied, NBC, CBS, HBO, and the Cartoon Network.
Oh, how adorable.
Wasn't that adorable? See, somebody's teaching him some ways.
Now, that easily could have been little Claire for little Kendall.
It could have been.
I would have known that. That's what I would have come up with. Kendall, I want you to think of this during her annual checkup.
Except there's nothing little about Kendall, sorry.
During her annual checkup, the attractive woman was asked to disrobe and climb onto the examining table. Doctor, she replied shyly, I feel uncomfortable undressing in front of you.
All right,
said the physician.
I'll flick off the lights. Ooh. You undress and tell me when you're done.
Oh, Kendall, and listeners at home, a few minutes later, her voice called out from the darkness. Doctor, I've undressed. What should I do with all my clothes?
Just put them on the chair on top of mine.
The doctor replied, oh, slut doctor.
Well, Cliff, you gotta get it where you can.
You gotta get it when the getting's good. Yeah, Kendall.
Cliff, John said, I've got this great new hearing aid the other day, and his friend...
He must be our age. Talk about hearing aids.
He overcame an obstacle, Cliff, and his friend Mary.
He did.
She asked, "How are you wearing? Are you wearing it now?" And John said, "Yep. Cost me $4,000 though, but it's top of the line." And Mary said, "Oh, what kind is it?" And John says, 1230.
He might
want to pay a little more for a better model.
Oh, okay, that's terrible, terrible tragedy. Kendall, there was an officer, and he shouted orders to a nearby soldier. And with considerable bravery, Kendall, salute these troops, everybody. The soldier ran directly into the field of battle in the line of fire to retrieve a dispatch case from a dead soldier. Oh, tragic. In a hail of bullets, he drove back to safety. Private, the officer said, I'm recommending you for a medal of bravery. You risked your life to save the locations of our secret warehouses. Warehouses? The soldier shouted. I thought you said whorehouses.
Oh.
Woo, 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 woo.
Nothing like some hookers for some good motivation for our soldiers, Cliff. Or for anybody, not just soldiers.
You gotta motivate, Kendall. How else do you expect morale to stay up?
Exactly. Cliff, I lost my place.
Oh, Kendall, I just had an epiphany while you're sitting here. Just had an epiphany. Kendall, sex with three people is called a threesome, and sex with two people is called a twosome. That must explain why they call you handsome.
They do call me handsome a lot, Cliff.
They call you midnight fatso.
They call me a lot of things. Cliff, you and your husband don't seem to have an awful lot in common, said the new tenant's neighbor. Why on earth did you get married? And the tenant said, I suppose it was the old business of opposite attract. He wasn't pregnant, and I was.
No.
Oh, Cliff, I've got to take a break.
Can I take a break? I didn't take to break it to you like this. It's an obstacle we have to overcome.
Me a break.
I've got to take a break.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
Cliff and Kendall will be right back after they're fed and watered.
I've had things to eat, everything that I see, I can't stop eating. I'm obese. I would give anything if my bowels will start to sing and let it flow. I want to do. Well, I just gotta have a fiber bar. Well, I just gotta have a fiber bar.
What a great break! But I'm glad we're back. Back for more, just like Cliff and Kendall.
Enough said.
Oh, Cliff, we're back.
We're back, and as though our listeners, they knew we'd never leave them. Not this way.
We're back from the grave. Oh, it is. Hold on. Can we just take a break?
Can we take a break? We just took a break, and we just came back from a break. Are you kidding me?
Not a break from the show. Can we take a break from the topic for 2 seconds just to say how excited I am that fall is coming up?
I love it, Kendall. If our listeners really want to join in our excitement, they can go and listen online. They can go to the link section of our blog and follow it back to the archives of our show, and they can listen to a salute to autumn that we did back in the past.
I hope they do that. I would like to do that with them. Come on, listeners, shall we?
Do it, Kendall. Why don't you just get that conversation with America started?
But Cliff, you know, the fall, we have the chilly nights, and we start into our whole season. It feels like, to the listeners, it lasts 6 years at a time of the fall holiday seasons. We do our Halloween shows and our Christmas shows. I'm just so excited.
I know you're about to get to what we always say, and I want to save it. I want to save that I can't believe that it's already...
Oh, I didn't say that. I can't believe that you would say that.
It's an obstacle we've got to overcome. Oh. But you know what? I just got this. The writers just sent it to me. It's a fax. I just got a fax.
I told them to quit faxing from the other room to walk their ass down here.
I don't know why they just can't email it. I said, doesn't Mr. Snobbottom? We've got Wi-Fi. Doesn't he pay? But I don't know, Kendall, their faxes.
Oh, no, Cliff, he said we had hi-fi, not Wi-Fi. That's our stereo. We don't have Wi-Fi.
Kendall, that's what the old people are saying. What the writers are saying is they're saying, ask what's one thing I could do about this obstacle in front of me right now. What's one thing can I do about it? Kendall, when we're in an emotionally distressed state with an obstacle in front of us, sometimes it's not helpful to be alone. With our horrible, horrible thoughts. And this is because it's too easy to allow ourselves to just become overwhelmed by fear or hatred. Instead, we could ask ourselves the all-important question. I want you to ask it to yourself right now, Kendall. I don't mean to put you on trial in the second half of the show as well, but ask yourself right now, what's one thing that I can do right now? It's not an attempt to ignore your problems. It's a way to take your mind off your problems so that we can gain perspective on our circumstances.
Oh, I'll answer that right now. I'll stop eating. That's what I'll do.
Stop.
The one thing that I can do to get over my obstacle.
You got to get over it, Kendall. I don't know. I know that's what, you know, I don't know if any kids would listen to this show. We get no point in saying kids leave the room anymore. A show like this, they were so bored 20 minutes ago.
that, like, all they talk about is obesity.
All they talk about is obesity and these damn obstacles. They won't give us one example of an obstacle. I don't know if I've got any obstacles or not, but we want them to overcome it, Kendall. That's what the kids, that's what I can, I imagine the kids would be saying. There were any kids here with us today.
Oh, they keep texting us. They keep texting me, Cliff.
Kendall, your phone plan won't support it.
Oh, let's see. Let me tell you what the kids are saying, Cliff. They are saying sloth cloth. Do you know what a sloth cloth is? I guarantee you have one.
Oh, what is it?
Cliff, well, first of all, it's hard to say many times quickly.
Sloth cloth.
But it is an old t-shirt you wear while hanging around the house.
Oh, all I have is sloth cloths.
Well, exactly. And, if you come to the door wearing boxer shorts and a food-stained sloth cloth.
Oh, God, Kendall, I wish I could have gone about my life not knowing I was eternally wearing a sloth cloth. Well, thanks, kids.
Now you know all the delivery men that come to your house to deliver your pizza and things. Now they know what to call it. They're like, oh, it's a sloth cloth he's wearing.
And that elephant was wearing a sloth cloth. Kendall, we've got this. Speaking of things that we've got, you've got it, I've got it. The listeners know it. They got evidence, hardcore proof that we've got it. We've got a fat accent.
Kendall, oh, yeah.
That's the puffier horse, wheezy tone of someone who is obese because they're just exerting themselves.
Cliff, you know our show sounds like, this is Cliff.
You know it does, Kendall. You might say this, at the end of every episode of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, Cliff and Kendall's fat accent really comes out.
It does, because by the end of the show, we've eaten 20 cakes.
It does, Kendall.
Cliff, have you heard of gate rape?
Oh, I don't even want to know what
Cliff,
it means.
It's when you are passing through a security gate at an airport, then they require either a full body scan where TSA guards angle your naked body, or give you a pat down, and they molest you right there in front of everybody. So that's what's a gate rape. All the TSA agents give you a gate rape.
Well, whenever they have to do the body scan on me, I always apologize to the people.
I know. I'm like, where is he? I just want to tell him that I'm sorry he has to look at this.
I do. I apologize to them. Kendall, what I really need to do instead of apologize is I need to take an emotional dump. You know what an emotional dump is? Have you heard this?
Sometimes they are emotional, but what is an emotional dump?
Kendall, I hesitate to say we might have taken a dump like this on each other at one time or another. This is when you unload all of your emotional crap unmercifully onto one or more of your friends.
Oh.
And you might say this, Cliff called today and he just took the longest emotional dump on me. Kendall, I would take that kind of dump on you, but there's another meaning, a second meaning to emotional dump. This is just when you dump out so hard at your friend's house and you get emotional. I have done that at your house. I've had some emotional dump. Where I can't believe it was a good one that I'm here at Kendall's house. But, two different kinds.
If you were doing the emotional kind of dump, the first one you talked about, then you'd have to give a courtesy flush to me because there's just so much coming at me.
There's so much coming at you, Kendall.
Cliff, do you know what evasive mumbling is?
I don't know.
It's what I do on the show when you ask me a question. I don't know. I mumble the answer to a question in hopes that the questioner won't hear or understand an answer that could get you in trouble.
Oh.
And you're like, oh, that's the 20th.
Oh, good one, Kendall. Have you heard this?
Good one, Kendall.
Have you heard this?
Yes.
The cow went to the swamp. No, not us.
Oh, Cliff, that's what they say about me.
Not a metaphor about us going to a buffet. The cow went to the swamp. That's a very old Brazilian expression that the kids have picked up. And it means all is lost with no turning back. Probably this is from a rural origin. Just think of a farmer trying to rescue a big fat cow who's been stuck to death in a swamp. It's like when we go to a buffet and we get, stuck up in there. And it's
I thought
used
you said that one wasn't like us.
Kendall, it's used in situations like Cliff and Kendall lost the chubby challenge, and well, in terms of the possibility that they'd ever lose any weight, let's just say that the cow went to the swamp.
See, I think all is lost is the perfect phrase for our show, so I think that is us completely.
All is lost. We got to convince Mr. Snodman for that to be the tagline of the new season of our show and the ads. All is lost. All is lost.
Oh, that's all they texted me this week, Cliff.
Oh, okay, I got one more. The kids were overdoing it this week. They said shithouse polio.
Oh, God.
Kendall, shithouse polio. I know you've had it. It's a condition making one's legs shaky and unresponsive following moderate to long sessions sitting on a toilet.
Well, you know, I don't go to the bathroom very long, so I don't usually get polio.
Well, Ken, I know you've had a few bouts of constipation here and there over the years, and you probably said this to yourself.
I'm sure I've had
it. I spent nearly an hour pushing that one out with the worst case of shithouse polio I can remember, and it took me 10 more minutes just to make it to the sink. Kendall, oh my gosh, shithouse polio, kids. What
shit
are you doing?
Happens, Cliff. Shit happens.
It happens. It happens.
Oh, you know, if I had known when we started the show that the kids would be saying the kind of shit they're saying,
I
would have just said, we're not doing the show, Cliff.
Known.
The kids are just getting too bad. It's like a million little Johnnies running around in the world now.
Kendall, when they look up textbook evidence of what old people sound like, they'll play a sound clip, a MIDI file of what you just said.
You know, our show will sound like, you know, you see, yeah. It's like,
that is
like we're in the 40s, yeah.
It is what it sounds like, Kendall, because we are practically in our 40s, and I think it's stupid, frankly.
What is, I keep wanting to talk about what we're talking about, overcoming obstacles, and you keep throwing the segments.
I'm too good, Kendall, one-time co-winner.
All right, Cliff, things are about to get stupid, but when they
America's
when
Next
they,
Top
when
Podcaster.
When they get less stupid, I'm going to ask you a question.
Ask me whatever you want,
but I'll go ahead and
Kendall.
Ask you some stupid questions, Cliff. It's time for Kendall's
I
stupid
want our
questions.
Listeners to listen to these questions, and then if Kendall remembers to ask me any more after this, compare and contrast them. Is one more stupid than the other?
No, because
all right,
when,
Kendall,
when the
ready.
Segment's over, it won't be a stupid question. It's a serious question.
It's a serious question.
Cliff, if you could live in any house on a television series, which house would you live in? That's a good one, you know. It's a good one.
It is a good one.
The Munsters.
That would be fun, the Munsters. Mm-hmm. Well...
You'd have to live with the Clumps.
I'd have a two-part answer. Of course, I really would love to live in Mary's studio apartment in Minneapolis. But then also, you got to think, also, I would like to live in Brooklyn in the Huxtables apartment. On the Cosby Show.
So,
Kendall, just stick me anywhere. I'll be happy. Stick me in the Taylor's house in Mayberry.
Stick me in the ground. Cliff,
stick me in the ground.
What's your favorite school or office supply, Cliff?
Post-its.
Oh, yes. Post-its are good.
Oh. Thank you, 3M.
Cliff, what is your least favorite word in the English language?
Oh.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Least favorite word.
Podcast?
Pope. I don't know.
Pope. Ooh.
Oh.
Throwback. Cliff, we're going to get some letters about that.
Playing the deep cuts today, Ken.
And Cliff, finally. The last stupid question is, where do you go for advice?
Where do you go?
When you're having an obstacle, where do you go for advice?
You know, whenever I need an emotional dump, take it. I go to you. I look to you. And also, I call up Mr. Snodbottom and say, Mr. Snodbottom, what do you think?
And he says, I got to go over these budget reports. I don't have time.
Half the time, he's having a damn irritable bowel attack. I can say this now because he's asleep.
I got to go.
Yeah. he's not hearing this, everybody. Don't worry.
Cliff, that's all the stupid questions I have for you.
Well, they were stupid.
This week, I thought I had good questions.
Oh,
were you wrong?
Oh.
But no, Cliff, I have a serious question now that I would like to ask you.
Let's get serious, everybody.
Let's take it down a notch.
Late in the show.
Well, because, Cliff, I never got to get to this question earlier.
This is our 11 o'clock number. Yes.
I wanted
Kendall,
to ask
your,
you.
What is your serious question?
What is some, now, other than weight, other than what we always talk about, what's some obstacle that you've went through in your life that you could share with the listeners to help them feel like you got over it and they will too?
I've never really gone through any other obstacles, Kendall.
You've never gone through any obstacle except for being fat?
No. What about you?
Well, I've been through obstacles for like, you know, work. Where you're like...
Work.
Thinking... When, you know, you're working real hard, and you're like, am I doing a good job? And, you know, you, like, get down on yourself for things like that.
Oh,
know?
Yeah.
So, like, work is one of those things. Of course, obesity is one of those things.
Oh, yeah.
But I can't believe you don't have anyone except for obesity.
No. It's a blessed baldness is an obstacle. I'm struggling to get over that one.
Well, Cliff, that's real sad. But I guess it's not too sad if you don't have that many obstacles.
Forget your troubles, come on, get happy.
Listeners are thinking, you had died and passed away over there.
You wish. Kendall, listeners are thinking, oh, not again, not my magic time over again, but it's okay, everybody.
That's what I was
magic thinking. Time, it always comes back, you know, like the end of Frosty the Snowman. We'll be back again someday. We'll be back again next week.
We'll be back again someday. If our listeners want to hear more singing from Cliff,
you don't have to wait till the first snow of Christmas for us. We'll be back next week, everybody. Come on.
Or you just go right to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, twitter.com/cliffandkendall. You can email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com or give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT.
Sure. Well, of course you can, Kendall. Of course.
Oh, Cliff, our obstacles is almost ending. So why don't you give me a quote?
Kendall, quote on this one. The struggle of life is one of our greatest blessings. It makes us patient, sensitive, and godlike. It teaches us that although the world is full of suffering, it is also full of the overcoming of it. And that was said by who but Helen Keller?
Amen, Cliff. And the truth,
amen.
The truth is that our finest moments are most likely to occur when we are feeling deeply uncomfortable, unhappy, or unfulfilled. For it is only in such moments, propelled by our discomfort, that we are likely to step out of our rut and start searching for different ways or truer answers. And that's an unknown Arthur. I want to salute that unknown Arthur, because that's the same way when, you know, I like weigh myself and I'm really fat, that pushes me to lose some weight.
Pushes me right off the scale towards a buffet. And it is said, it's been said that an Eastern monarch once charged his wise men to invent him a sentence to be ever in view and which should be true and appropriate in all times and situations. They presented him the words, and this too shall pass away. And that was said by who? But Abe Lincoln.
Abe baby, this too shall pass, listeners. Don't worry. Cliff, the way I see it...
Listeners are banking on it. Like, if this damn show didn't pass, it's like a gallstone.
They got to run to the bathroom. They're like, hurry up and say that last quote, Kendall. The way I see it, Cliff, if you want the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain. And who was that?
Amen, Dolly.
Your Dolly Parton.
Kendall, all right, going to get a little inside here.
Uh-oh.
Breathe. Let go. And remind yourself that this very moment is the only one you know you have for sure. And that was said by the royal we, Kendall, me, you, and the other us, Oprah.
Oprah, I love her.
It was said by us. It came from our collective consciousness.
Oprah, why don't you take us home?
Take me home. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week. Hopefully we'll have overcame your obstacle.
We'll overcome this week in between us.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
All is lost. 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 All is lost.